This is like, what else can we friggin' change? And not just change, but what can we... Kind of like, I've got this wonderful room. I'm overlooking the beach at Noosa, right?
Noosa, darling. Noosa. Little macchiato at Noosa, you know. Shot of it.
Yep. And I'm looking over the beach. I'm like, wow, it's so beautiful here. And I look out, and so many of the people out there, rather than being happy that they can be on the beach, that they have two arms and two legs, that they can breathe, not be in a wheelchair, that they're actually healthy, are like, is my butt like too big? Like, do you notice? I mean, because I don't think enough people looked at me today when I walked across the beach like this. So I'm just wondering, I mean, did you like, because is that too, is that what's happening? Is my butt too big? Is that what's going on here? Oh my God, my butt is too big! You know? And they'd focus on that rather than, wow, my God, I get to be alive. I get to be on the beach. I get to be having 30-degree weather when Sweden is in the dark right now with 0-degree weather. You know what I mean? What if you could start to be grateful for the things in your life that are truly a gift that everybody else takes for granted? If. So let me ask you this. I'd like to ask you to do one thing tonight. No, two things. Okay, we're going to start with two things, and then we'll see how many things we can create tonight. Okay, one thing I'd like to ask you to do tonight is, when you go home, or right now, just think of three things that you're grateful for being or having right now. Three things you're grateful for. I'll give you just a moment. Okay, one more. What? Yes? Do you have a question, or are we going to tell me what they were? Go for it. Did you have three things?
My Xbox, my TV, and my cat.
Your Xbox, your TV, and your cat. Nice.
Yep.
Because without a TV, how the heck are you going to play Xbox? Right? Cool. Three things to be grateful for. And what if you... And what's funny is a lot of the older people go, well, what do you mean you're grateful for your TV? I thought that was wrong. I thought it was supposed to be grateful for, like wheatgrass smoothies. And, you know, it's like, no, man. My Xbox, my TV, and my cat. Those three things make me really happy. If I can have my cat walking around me while I'm playing Xbox, as long as he doesn't get in the way of my controls, I'm good. You know what I mean? What if there were things like that you could be grateful for? What are you grateful for? The fact that I have a really fun car to drive down the road at 100,000 miles an hour. Or the fact that I get to wake up. The fact that I can see the sunshine because I have eyes that work. Do you see it's a slightly different point of view? But notice that even as I talk about it, you start to recognize, wait a minute, there might be a different energy of being that's available. And that's the important part. Because lots of people have talked to you at a different time about being grateful, and you're always like, yeah, grateful, cool, awesome, that's wonderful, thanks. And then tomorrow I'll hate my life again, so thanks for sharing and making my life worse, you jerk, you know? But this is like, the thing about the gratitude is actually giving you a different space of being.